times I didn't know right from wrong. Every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. He only gave me trials to make me strong. Sing again. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. He only gave me trials to make me strong.
Stick to it all.
To it all. Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I've seen a lot of faces. I've been to a lot of places. There have been times when I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own again. I've been to a lot of places. Seen a lot of faces. There've been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own. Trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. And I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys. Thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. But if I never had a problem, I never know my God could solve them. I never know what faith in God could do. I say again. So I thank God for the mountains. You've got to thank Him for the valleys. You've got to thank Him for the storms He's brought us through. But if we never had our problems, we'd never know our God could solve them. We'd never know what faith in God could do. Let's do it all. Let's do it all. Trust in Jesus, and I have learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I have learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, through it all. In Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word. I have learned to depend upon His word.
Hallelujah. Amen. We've gotten to another important section, segment of the service, and that is offering time. Amen. Amen. Are you excited about offerings? Yeah, so let's take our specially prepared offerings. Are ushers ready? All right. If you have your offerings ready with you, can you lift it up? Always prepare an offering before you come here. Yeah, we don't take offerings here. We prepare to give here. You prepare at home and you come and sow here. Amen. Alright, let's lift up our offerings and pray over them. Our Father and our Master, we thank you for yet another opportunity to sow. We believe and we know that anytime we sow, we reap. And so tonight we pray that these seeds in our hands will bring forth blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, we will invite our sister Dinah to minister unto us whilst we take the offering.
Your God in you. Hallelujah. Welcome to Stirrings at sunset. Okay. Stirrings at sunset. And God is going to stir you up tonight. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight. We pray that your presence will be with us. We ask that none will live here the same. Let your spirit touch us, Lord. Speak to our hearts and change our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's take our seats. Okay. Once again, you are welcome to Stirrings. And tonight is another night. I'm going to preach for a very short time. We'll take communion. And then we will go home. Tomorrow is also a holiday. So you have a good rest tomorrow. You have a good sleep today. You have a wonderful dream. You have a wonderful vision. And then God is start talking to a lot of you in dreams and visions. So when you are going to sleep, expect God to talk to you. Expect some light to shine through your darkness. Expect some directions to come to you through dreams and visions. You'll get instructions. Amen. Well, this evening I'm going to talk briefly about a message I have titled Activating Favor for Everything. Activating favor for everything. This favor is like the medicine that they sell in the car that deals with everything. From baldness through everything, through running stomach, cocoa, malaria, pregnancy, infertility, everything, the medicine. What medicine is that? But there is one medicine, there's one thing, that one you can trust to deal with everything. Hallelujah. When that favor is on you, there's nothing that will be denied you, and there's nothing that you cannot do. What favor is this? And how do you act? How many of you want that favor? Hey, for everything. You want that favor. So you want the key. Is that not so? What's the title of the message? Yes. And there's a key for that. To activate that favor. Master key for that. So tonight, let's read Matthew chapter 6. Master key for that. Matthew chapter 6. It says, wherefore, 31. Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? These are the things we ask ourselves for, isn't it? Everything we are doing is to what we'll eat, what we'll drink, what we'll wear, where we'll sleep. Hey! You spend a lot of time thinking about this. But the Bible said, don't think about it. Is it possible? Just me. Is it possible? But if God says, then it's possible. All things are possible. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. So it's time to make a difference, draw a difference between you and an unbeliever. There should be a difference between us and unbelievers. But many times you don't see the difference, isn't it? But there should be a difference. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Sometimes you ask yourself, is it sure? Does God know that I need 2,000 tonight? Does he know that I've not eaten this evening? Does he know that I don't know what I'm going to wear for that wedding? But he says he knows. Does he know that I'm not married? Does God know that I'm not married? That even the last beloved I had, who gave me a date for the wedding, I says he has cancelled the wedding. We are no longer going to get married. He said, your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. So it means God knows that you have to eat. God knows that you have to drink. God knows that you have to wear clothes. God knows you have to build a house. God knows how to provide for your family. He knows it. He knows it. Amen. Isn't it comforting to know that God knows? God is not like a politician who knows that you need roads and yet does nothing about it. He will even campaign with it. Come and stand there and take pictures that when I voted into power, I will do this road. And then he's voted to power. He knows that the road to your house is not good. But as soon as he gets to power, that's it. It is when he's 6 months to the next election that you see him to come and let you know that he knows. He still knows. He hasn't forgotten that the road is there. Give me another 4 years. It's in the pipeline. You know, it's still coming, flowing. Plans are far advanced to make it come to pass. God is not like that at all. Hallelujah. He knows it. And if you have not had it, then you have not activated it. You have not used the key to activate the favor. Amen. But, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what will be added unto you? All these things. All means all. Without exception. All means all. You want something. And then the person who can give you the thing says, do this, and I will give it to you. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? And yet you are struggling to have it. A brother told me a dream that he was going somewhere, that another person was going to the same place. But he saw that he was walking the same place, so like dual carriage, but one part just divided by the white marking. He was walking on this part that the road was not made, potholes with on tar, and it was also raining, so he was slipping. As he was going, he would fall. And the other person going the same direction too was walking on an asphalted road. And he didn't see him, even the rain falling on him. By the time he realized, they all arrived in the same system, the station, but he was dirty. He had fallen, and he asked, so why didn't I just walk on this road? Why did I just walk here? And the dream had worried him for a long time, that he came to see me to explain to him what the dream means. Because he said he had a dream about 4 years ago. And it keeps coming, it just keeps coming to his mind. Do you get it? Now, somebody says that, take this path. Do you get it? And everything you need will come. You will get to that destination with everything okay. Your dress not dirty. And yet, he said, no. I don't trust him. I will walk on this road. And it was when he finished the road, I said, why didn't I walk on this road? But it was, he had finished already. Gone through all the fallings and getting up and strugglings. Bible said that all good marriage, good life, money, shirt. Because money is what you use to buy shirt. Money is what you use to buy food. And if you have money to buy shirt and food, you can also use money to build. So all peace shall be added unto you. So why don't you seek the kingdom of God first? Amen. If God came here now and came to live with us, what do you think he will be doing? Those things are the first things. The same things he did. Even when I said activating favor for all, you were expecting something else. You were expecting me to open to Habakkuk, to Nahum, and end in Obadiah, and take out some secrets that you haven't heard. And say, hey, what secret is this? Hey, Nahum! Secret from Nahum will work. You see, you have been waiting for Nahum and Habakkuk and all this Obadiah. That's why you are walking on that untarred road. Meanwhile, the thing is here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says what? Yes. It has not changed. And it will never change. Until you seek first the kingdom, these things, you will still struggle for them. But it must, there must come a time in your life that if you have to struggle, there should be struggles of how to store your goods. There should be struggles about how not to court a certain people, not to cause people to look at you too much, so even to hide your blessings. That should be your trouble. It should be problems of how to keep your, how to get space for your church. Those are the problems that should come to you. Those are the one you see, say, oh, when can I get space to keep these members? Where else can I get space? Car park. Call the cars, you do the park and the cars come. You do the park and the cars come. You do the cars and the park. You say amen. You do the cars and the park. You don't know when you say amen, your cars are coming. Your cars are coming. Yeah. So then, what should I do? When we came here at first, there were just about 7 cars. We didn't have any problem with car park. We didn't have Aquaba men to do any parking. But today is a problem. It's a problem. Amen. And wherever we go to, it will be a problem. This will happen when you do what God would do if you were here on earth, and if what he did whilst he was here on earth, that's what you do. Are you understand what I'm saying? Seek ye first. Seek ye first. This month is the month of evangelism. And I am seeing those who want all things and those who, we will see. Those who want all things and those who don't want all things. Those who want all things but want to walk on the untarred road with potholes. And those who want all things and have seen that there's a tarred road which is smooth and just cool. You will see those who take which routes and those who take the other routes. Amen. Now, in the Bible, there is a man who sought for first the kingdom of God. And then the word of God came through. So you see that this is not only in Matthew. It's something that in the things of God, it works. When you walk with God and you always seek God first, do his things first, you don't struggle. You don't struggle. Things just happen. And you don't know how it happens. But it just happens. May it be your story. May you say that I just paid for this, but I don't know how I paid it. Not that you don't know how you paid it, it's also like it's a mystery. But you also don't know how you paid it. Hey! I just finished building it. I don't know how I did, but I've done it. I've done it. It's like when we said we wanted to buy the chairs. It was just a thought. We saw Bishop Steve. He said, oh, I did this, I did that. I said, oh, eh. He said, oh, do it, it will work. We just did it. And the time we gave ourselves, and we even told a person that we gave the money to him, the time has not even come. And then by the time we realized, and by the time I realized, they told me that they have paid for the chairs. I mean, I said, how? How? Yeah, I mean, yours should still come anyway. Because they have paid. What a shock. They have paid for the chairs. I said, wow. I mean, a certain amount of the chairs. I said, wow. How did it happen? And I was surprised. May yours also be a surprise. Amen. They will just surprise you. In 1 Kings chapter 3, what is seeking first the kingdom? It's just doing what God would do if God was still here on earth. What he would do. Jesus would go around house to house, person to person, talking to people about Jesus, and he talked to people about God and the kingdom. And that's what Jesus would do. But is that what you are doing? And yet, you want all things to be added unto you. 1 Kings 3:5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. If God should make the mistake of coming to stand here tonight, to come and ask us, to ask what he should do. Hey. America. Hey. And maybe he said that, ask what I should do, and within a trickle of an eye, I will do it for you. By the time we close eyes, we blink. We'll be receiving calls on you. Oh, Pastor, thank you for the stairs. I'm in Atlanta. Hey, you are sitting in stairs. You have appeared in Atlanta. Because God asked you to ask what he should do, what he shall give thee. Hey. And then we'll be hearing some sounds. Because God says, you just ask, and that instantly you receive. So, you know God how he does his things, like dream. Dreams you are here, but then you are there too. That's how God does his things. Boom! We still know, I see some people, I can even see their faces. They are getting married right now. But as they are sitting here, if God should ask, look, ask me. Oh Lord, the new car that has come. You know, I always walk to church and I really want to go to church. So please, Lord, give me that car. Ask what I shall give thee. Hey. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy. You see, Solomon is able to see the source of his father's blessings. He's been able to see the source of his father's blessings. He says that you have shown my father David great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with these. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness thou take from this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. So he attributes David's everything to God's mercies, and even he, Solomon, to sit on David's seat. It's a great kindness that you have raised his son, his own son, to also sit on his throne. It's a great mercy. Because it's not something that could happen by chance. And you could see some of the sons, the way they even fought to sit on the throne. You see the Absaloms and the Adonijahs. They wanted to sit on the throne. It didn't work. And this son, out of something, God has shown him mercy to sit on his throne. Hallelujah. It's great kindness. You see, you should see where you are sitting as a great kindness from God. This is very important. You attribute it to the kindness of God that you are sitting on that chair. You are sitting on that seat. It's great. You are sitting beside the man as his wife. You are sitting behind the woman as the husband. But most important, you are sitting beside the man as his wife. It's great kindness. Someone else could have been chosen. Someone else could have been chosen. And then you are the one sitting there. Say, oh Lord, you have shown me great kindness to be the wife of this man. No matter how his hair looks like, he is your husband. Hey! Solomon could have just said, oh, you know, abide my father. He be my father where he get money. Where he choose me, say, make I come sit here. Because don't forget that after Solomon, another son came to sit there. Another son came to sit there, who was called Rehoboam. He never attributed anything to any great kindness. To the extent that even the people who advised his father, he didn't want to do anything with them. He just decided to flow. He has forgotten something. No wonder the kingdom was divided under him. The kingdom was divided under him. So he said, and now, O Lord my God, thou hast made David thy servant king instead. Thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Look at, God came to ask him, oh, that just tell me anything I can do for you. And look at what he's saying. You wouldn't think about it. You know what you need right now as you're sitting here. And then, verse 8. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Verse 9. Give therefore thy son some bodyguards. Because the way the things I need to be protected. Give therefore thy son some armored cars. Is that what he said? No. Say, give thy son an understanding heart to judge thy people. Give thy servant understanding to judge, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? You know what he was doing? And the Bible says in verse 10 that, and the spirit pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. You see, what he asked for could be interpreted as he was seeking first the kingdom of God. Because he was recognizing that it is God who has put him on the throne. The people are not his people. They are God's people. So God, now show me how to lead your people. In other words, let me do what you want first. What you please you first. It pleased the Lord. It pleased the Lord that Solomon has asked this thing. It pleased the Lord. You see, it pleases God always when he sees that in everything you do, you consider him first. Sometimes when you come and say, I've got this job, should I take it? And you yourself, you know that the job will not now make you function well. And you come to ask me what you should do. What do you think he wants me to tell you? And then, you have, before you told me, you made me aware that it's going to improve upon your economic situation, your financial situation. When you do this, what you need to do, you have already told me that. So, if I tell you, don't do it, am I going to give you the money or whatever you get out of that? No. So, I will ask you to decide. Do you get it? But if you are really thinking, maybe you are a shepherd, you are a Christian, you know, this thing depends on you. This thing depends on you. And then you are taking a decision. And that decision, if you're really thinking about God, you ask yourself, what will this decision, how will this decision affect what I'm doing for God? You may have also, when I do this way, you see the same thing I'm doing, I can do it here. This is you lie, you are lying. You are, you see, it shows a certain kind of fear that God cannot take care of me. That's why, even though I know that if I took this step, this will be affected. But I consider these things, and I say, let me take this step. After all, I'll come back to it. Solomon did not do that. He considered God first. That this church is your church. You have made me the pastor of the church. I have this opportunity to go to America. And when I go to America, the church will not, unfortunately, you don't have anybody to assist you. Nobody is there to assist you. So what will you do? Hey. And pastor, I say, I want to see you for a moment. God is moving. You see, I've been given a scholarship to go to America for 3 years. And I wanted to, hallelujah, pastor, I wanted to. Then you ask the person also who will take care of your church. Actually, that's why I came to see you. Actually, that's why I came to see you. Then you close it down. You look. You get somebody to take you because you know, I gotta go. If it were you, what will you do? I gotta go. Hey! So you see what we say, speak first, I said, you don't know that all these things are part of it too. I gotta go. Some of you are here doing the shepherding work, that's not why you are here. Kai. Let the door open. Bye-bye, Lord. I have not. I stay no longer with ministry. Hey! All your sheep, all your. Even you change your chip, so all your sheep, their numbers will be not missing on your phone. Hey! Choir, when we came to sing, I mean, there's a song about the choir, I forgot it. As a song, okay, how do you sing it?
I know now I'll be one. I want to say, I'm a mommy.
Open it for you in a way that it will not affect the work that you are doing. It is not the equine that has opened, which is not good. Oh, who told you that? It's not that at all. But that same equine, if you are seeking first the kingdom of God, he said, this equine that has opened. Efunuba. That the ass that was tied. Okay. Into a standing homano. Sometimes it's all of you didn't know. My prime minister. He didn't even understand what the song means. Okay. Upon corner you're free. Upon corner about the man who ran into I free. Hey. That same door. God will open that same door for you. But this time round, it will not affect anything about the work that you have. Because, and the speech pleased the Lord. You see, can you imagine? You've gone to God and you pray and God said, this has pleased me. Hey, look at what my son came to see. And God will whisper to the Holy Spirit and to Jesus, hey, this prayer has pleased me. You spend 2 weeks, say, I'm going on 2 weeks prayer and fasting. And you didn't pray about anything. All that you are praying is that your ministry members will do well. Hallelujah. Your fellowship people will do well. Hallelujah. That they'll be fruitful. That'll be me. Do you think it will not please the Lord? It will please God. And then let's go to verse 11. And God said unto him, just a few minutes will close. Because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life. It means that God himself knows that he could have asked for long life. Because other people came to him, he gave them that opportunity, but they asked for long life. Yes. That's it, because you didn't ask for long life. He himself was even expecting that he would ask for it. Because many, many people who came, and he asked them, ask what I shall do for you. They asked for long life. Oh Lord, don't let me die. Then listen, neither has thou asked for riches. Ask riches for yourself. It means that some other kings came and he asked them, what should I do for you? They asked for riches. They ask for riches. They ask the Lord, make my kingdom great. Make my give us money great. Nor ask the life of your enemies. Lord, all these enemies around who are not happy that I am now the king of Israel. Holy Father, kill them all. Put your leg on their neck and kill them. Break their necks for me, oh Lord. Because you see, for God to say, because you didn't ask for this, it's something that people have been asking, and he has not been pleased with it. See, so God said, you see, some of you as you have gone, God is going to answer your prayer because you are not praying like all the people come and pray. And ask for things. But you are going and praying that his will. His will, his things about him is what you are asking for. That
will please God. So this is also another key to show you the thing. So the opposite is true. You get it? So because you didn't ask, if God had come to ask a Ghanaian politician, give me a Nissan, Land Cruiser, give me a Land Cruiser or Nissan Patrol, ask me what I shall do, the latest, and they will be fighting for it. Because he's also his position was also a political position. You'll be asking for F-16 bombers to deal with his enemies. But he didn't ask for all those things. Then he said, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. When he has asked for God wisdom to rule, understanding, discern judgment. Listen, behold, I have done according to thy words. So it means that that wisdom, you have it. May God answer your prayers like that in Jesus' name. I have done according to thy word. See, as you go to you go into prayer, God knows your needs. But your ability to put your needs aside and say, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Your ability to do that will take you to places. You know you have a problem, and yet you are not thinking about your problem. You are rather praying, Lord, the sheep, let their marriage work. Let their this work. Meanwhile, you even know that maybe you yourself have a marital problem. And yet you are asking, Lord, let their ministry, let the sheep do well.
I think you understand what I'm trying to say. So when you say the sheep, it doesn't really... English, what I restrict you? God, there should be a bit of punching and punching. But still, it's the same thing. You see, so let give me understanding heart. Hey, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. So there was none like thee before thee. Neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Wow. Wow. And then listen. And I have also given thee, I'm saying, a favor for all. After he asked this and God gave him short first the kingdom of God. And then God has done. Now listen to the things God is going to give you to him now. Say, I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. That is why we say he is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than what you ask or even think. Hey. So he says that, look, seeking first is the key. It's the key. Hey. Even before you propose to a woman, you have to ask yourself, how would it affect my relationship with God and my work in the kingdom of God? The decision you are taking, how would it affect me? How would it affect me? Maybe you are doing so well in church and somebody has cancer, I want to marry you. Then you know that when the person marries you, all this you are doing, you know that you can't do it anymore. And then you say, no. And then, you see, immediately, the kingdom of God first is not in it. Pastor, but the woman is fine. How can I just not take this woman for to be a wife? For to be a wife, so that you leave the things you are doing. Hey. I have, he said, that which thou hast not asked, both riches. He said, and all these things shall be added. It is not what is happening in Solomon's life. He success the kingdom of God. And suddenly, the things that the Gentiles also seek, God is saying that all this one, including riches. So who told you that when you take a decision to do, he says, the decision is what is very difficult. But when you take it and you go on that path, you will see. Bishop tells us a dream, told us a dream, and he still says it. About a vision, I don't know whether this time, but he had a dream some time ago. And I had this dream. He told me this, or told us this 25 years ago. That in the dream, he was moving and he saw heaps. He was moving gold and he saw a heap of gold. So when he met it, it was like, this is money. Why don't you take it and move? Take it and buy some things and build your church and flow. Then he said, no. I set out to go somewhere. So let me just continue. So he left. When he was going, he saw another one. But this one was more than the first heap that he saw. And that one was like, take it. They said, no, I won't take it. I'm just going. And then, as he went, he saw the heaps of gold now becoming bigger and higher and bigger and higher. So he said, wow. And he came out of his dream. Now, what does it mean? It only means that as you keep on going, as you keep on going, you are yet to see more blessings. More. Don't let that small one stop you. That small king that they gave to you, Solomon. Now you want to forget about God. You want to forget about God. Solomon said, no. I won't let this. After all, you put me here. So, whatever you put me here for, give me the wisdom to do it first. Lord, that's my, to please you, to do what is my most important request. God said that now both riches and honor, you'll be honored. It means that you'll be honored. Hey! You'll be favored. You'll be honored and favored. Because you ask just one thing. One thing have I desired. David said that I may stay in the house of the Lord forever. That is David's request. And you remember David also sought to bring the ark of God to the temple. That alone pleased God. So my sister, seek first. If you're not married now, it's as a result of the fact that you are seeking first, not as a result of the fact that you missed it. You get it? If you can't miss it and now you can't say, I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. Because that was not your initial mind. You see. But okay, but it can now become your initial, midterm mind. You get it? But if the mind is, look, if I'm married, you see, you should have married somebody. And then because of the kingdom, the person told her, look, this is your church, when you go, you don't close. Me, I want to find time to spend with my boo. Hey, I want time to spend with my boo every Sunday after church. I want my boo by my side. Yeah. This is what somebody told one of our pastors. That the lady goes to church, she doesn't close. Why? He told the pastor, I want time to spend with my boo. Hey! You want your boo? And the person tells you that, look, this is your church, you don't close. I can't have time to spend with my boo in the night. To have afternoon what? Siesta. With my boo. He says, sometimes Sunday afternoon, I want to go and sit somewhere with my boo and have lunch together. Lunch together in this church, when you go, you don't close. So when can I have time to spend with you? And then, you yourself, you should know that if I marry this man, it means that after church, I cannot stay around to do anything. What is the God first in this? That's the thing. Don't come and mystify. The God first is that, are you going to have time with your boo? Or you want to go and visit your sheep? Yeah, and have time for God. That's the simple answer. Amen. And upon that, you made up your mind and no, I won't marry you. Then unfortunately for you, since you said no, no one also came. Hey! When he said no, you were 24. The years have come and gone. Now you're almost 37. Hey! The clock is running. Then is God aware of what I'm going through? Is God aware? Hey! And then another person comes around that time with the same story. I want to have time with my boo. At 37, and he's also the right size of man you want. At that point, do you think you can speak and be honest? At that point, do you think you will say? Could you say that? That God, as for this one, the first time round, I made a mistake. If I had kept him by now, he would have been a pastor. So I will take this one to and convert him. Lord, once bitten, twice shy. Hey, Lord, now they would you still say, because of the kingdom of God, you didn't get a job? Then now, we haven't gotten a job. I said another job opens, and the same thing happens. Would you still say, seek ye first the kingdom of God? Actually, that's where the temptation is. You people, you haven't seen any temptation. Even the small ones, you couldn't take it. Would you still seek the kingdom of God? But Solomon has taught us that when you do that, look, it will come like you don't even expect. That all those years that you have spent because of God put together, when the blessing comes, yours will be that because you have suffered all this for my sake and have sought me first, and I've not given into all these things. Now, my blessings are coming. First, the man has come. Hey! And when the man came, saw the man, said, wow. And the man actually came because he saw the way when you go to church, you don't come home early. He said, oh, this woman must be a God-fearing woman. I like her. And you know how he saw it? He wanted to see the pastor, so he went home thinking that the pastor, you come around 7. You know, by that time, pastor would have probably, he's going home. And then when he came, saw that the woman is walking around up and down, looking for the sheep, has gone to do some visitation, was coming. Said, what are you? Oh no, we were in church. No. Are there women like this in this world? Lord, how come? I've missed it. Meanwhile, God was reserving him for you. Yeah. Somebody, I can already feel the joy. Hey! The person who's going to give you that job, he came and he saw you work. So I like the way you work. I would like to introduce you to the person to give you a job to do. Because you sought first the kingdom of God, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like thee all thy days. Look, the blessing God is going to give to you, there will not be any comparison. In your family, nobody can compare. In your family, with anybody, I remember so and so, he also prospered. No. You'll be the first. And then those who will learn from you will now improve upon it. But if no one learns, then you'll be the only. Hey! But may your children learn from you. Just as Solomon was learning from David, in the name of Jesus. So today, there is a favor that makes things to work. There's a favor that makes things to work. And it makes all things work. And that favor is activated. That is activated by seeking first the kingdom of God. And one of the ways to seek first the kingdom of God is there are some things You want to see whether it's sure or not. There are some things that have been tried and tested already. One of the surest things is when you win a soul for God. It's so sure. I mean, somebody was an unbeliever. He's a believer because you led him to Christ. You led her to Christ. Oh, there can't be anything that can confuse you about the fact that you have sought the kingdom of God. There's somebody, you were even shy to talk to the person, but you put all your shyness away and spoke to the person, you know Jesus, and brought the person to God. So this month of evangelism, let us seek first the kingdom of God. This message is being preached as Terence because I want you to be different. I want to see some powerful blessings in your life. I want to see great riches. Great riches. So let's go out there. Let us talk to somebody about Jesus. It may be difficult to get a person to come to Jesus, but you say, look, you set your forehead. I said, look, I am going to get you for Jesus, or get a soul for Jesus. This morning, those of you who went out and you got souls, don't leave them. The gate has started opening. What you have done is that you have gone to this three key lock. You have gone to open the first one, crack, like that. Then as you go, then the next one will open, crack, like that. Then as you bring a person to check the first, and then the third one will open, crack, like that. But there's a latch at the back. So when you open it, you stop it at crack. So then as the altar call is made, the person responds. And then the person stays and you continue, the person joins the ministry and then the latch will be opened. Then a punagasia beer mommy. Hey! Then the big door must open. You can be sure that this cannot fail. But do you know that if I should ask any all of us here, in the last 1 year, can you point to a soul that you brought to church that has sat in church throughout the year? Only few people will raise their hands. And you understand why certain mercies are not falling on us. Amen. So church, this is all of Obadiah, all of Nahum, all of Nabakok, Habakkuk, all of Zephaniah, all of Micah, you don't like reading it, put together, Haggai, all of Haggai put together, Zephaniah, all the ones that you wanted, that you were expecting, all put together, this is what I'm telling you, it shall be well with you, it shall be well with you. Look, my brothers and sisters, Victor, see me after service, eh? My brothers and sisters, life is going to change. Life is going to change. God has been waiting and waiting. Because you have done so much that God wants to bless you. It's that you are standing just at the edge of the place like that, just about to enter. And God has also been waiting for you that, oh, take that step. Take that step. That step is going to cancel all mistakes you have made. Just that this month, by the end of this month, have a soul who is in church, and then you decide to continue to nurse the soul, you will see what the Lord will do for you. Many blessings that have come in our lives as a result of souls we can point to, and you see what they are doing. So, wow, everything they do, it accrues into your account. That's why I told the church this morning that some mercies have also come on there, because as a soul winning church, you are making altar calls every Sunday, and people are coming in. Somehow, you are paying your tithes, you are giving offering, you are also in a ministry. So even if you haven't gone yourself, there's this corporate one that has fallen on you. So some grace is working. But is it now that is working? Move into it yourself. Move into it yourself and start doing it. You'll be blessed. You can never ask God any questions when you see him. And he shows you a beautiful house. This is your house in something something avenue. Hey. I saw something on social media, the name of a road. And the name of the road was Okro Mouth Street. Okro Mouth Street. I said, hey, this one is this place, if your matter drops there, They have already told you that it's Okro Mouth Street. So, I think it's also a warning to you, so I keep your things to yourself. So maybe it's good if told that it's on Okro Mouth Street. Just take, keep everything to yourself. Hallelujah. God will tell that, look, that those cars parked there, you were supposed to have been driving them to church and to meetings, but you never drove them. So, why? Because you didn't open the door. You didn't open the door. But may you not hear those things in heaven. Look, may you go to heaven and God congratulate her. You know, you really knew how to use the things on earth and knew how to worship me. How many of you want to hear that from God? Hey! Not only well done, good and faithful servant too, but good and faithful servant. And then God said, hey, by the way, let me also tell that you were very good at using the things that were on earth. You're very good at driving those cars and living in those houses and flying those planes. And then, hey, is that what I'm saying? Because some of you say, yeah. Well, what is Bishop talking about today? Hey! But it shall be your story. And those things will not make you backslide. Because they are even coming as a result of a decision that you took to serve the Lord. That's how it's going to come. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We are going to take a communion today. And as we take the communion, be reminded of this great key that will activate favor for everything in your life. Be reminded of that. Take with that demand, and Lord, I'm going to take your word. Take you at your word. Just show me. Just show me your will. And I promise. It may cost me, but I promise to do it. If that is what will please you, that is what I will do. So pastors and those around, if you can help to share the communion for us. And you take it, it's just one in one, all in one. And if you do it in 2 minutes, 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Somewhere in the middle.
Power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Tell yourself that tonight
there is power.
Show me
power.
You
wonder working power.
Even you know His will. Just you have to just decide that you face. I could take this decision, but you first. And all
wonder working power.
Rita, I hear what I'm saying. Oh, God, I hear what I'm saying.
Oh,
because you asked for this and didn't ask for that. Now I'm going to give you even what you didn't ask. Both riches and honor, security, everything. Imagine all your decisions you take. So never take with God. You take your decision, and where God comes in, you bring Him in. But you don't rather take decision God first and then bring your things in. You rather take your decision and bring God in. That is not God's way. Tonight, you have received a great key to take you. Places. Everything that has been lacking in your life, you are receiving it. As soon as you finish taking the communion, believe in yourself that it is done. You have received it. You are going to be a different person from today. And people will see you and they'll be surprised. Now, okay. You may be wherever. You may have missed so many things in life. But as you take this decision now from today,
that for everything I will do, I will ask myself, what is God in this place? You will see how life is going to change and turn around. And so, the things that will happen in your life.
I are
I want you to take the bread.
Somebody
open for her. I want you to keep on singing my dear. I want you to take the bread now. This is no ordinary bread you are holding. As I give thanks to God and pray over it, you are going to receive and eat the body of God Himself. The body of Jesus. And this body of Jesus is going to accomplish great things in your life. Many things I've been expecting from God. Tonight, you are going to receive it. Strength is going to come into your body. Healing is going to come into your body. And then answers are going to come. Meanings are going to be given to certain things in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the privilege and opportunity to dine with you at your table. Bless this in our hands as receive your body. Your body tonight for help, for favor, for grace, for mercies. Move us forward is to give to us all things that pertain to life and to godliness in the name of Jesus. His body, the body of Jesus. Have you been able to open it? This is the blood of Jesus. It is speaking for you right now. Speaking against certain things and fighting against certain things. Today, somebody came to tell me a dream after we finished, we closed church. And he said that in the dream, he came to me and I prayed for him. I think both of us fell under the power of God. Then after that, he went to sleep on his bed. Whilst he was sleeping, an old man and an old woman, very old, came to him and started fighting him. They were fighting him and beating him and accusing him. And then somehow he found the strength to put his finger in their eyes. And they got confused. And then he managed to scale a wall that was in his house. But when he was going, the old lady took a big stick and hit his back. So he got some pain. And as he came in, I was talking, I said, wow. And I asked him, so when you took the communion, what did you say? He said, Pastor, when I was taking the communion, I just told myself that everything that these people came to do to me, I am breaking it in the name of Jesus. You know, and as I was praying for him, I said, you know, I also had a similar dream and saw some old people. And that dream came back to me. And I sent some old demonic powers in his family fighting him. Ancient demons. Fighting him. I say, wow. Tonight, all such things fighting you. Amen. Family things, clan things, amen, fighting you. They are going to be stopped in Jesus' name. Amen. The blood is going to speak against them. Amen. And set you free. Amen. And then the blood is going to mark you for attention, amen, from God, from the spirit, God will pay attention. God has already been paid, but he's going to attract blessings unto yourself in the name of Jesus. Wow. Father, thank you. Great, great bondages and chains have been broken today. Immediately we take this, the chains will fall. The doors will open. You yourself, you will feel in your spirit that you are free. You will know that certain things were oppressing you, but somehow you feel light in you. Father, thank you for this opportunity to dine at your table. Bless this cup in our hands. Bless it in Jesus' name. And Father, we receive it as your blood that was shed for us in Jesus' name, with all its blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. His blood. The blood of Jesus. Wow. Life has changed from today. You have entered into special favor from today. Just, you have also received power to be a witness. You have received special power to be able to break through hardcore unbelievers who will never be born again. But because of you, they'll be born again. Wow. And you have received healing. You have received deliverance. You have received breakthroughs. Doors have opened for you tonight because of the blood of Jesus. Lift up your hands together and sing this song.
Jesus, ni mo jani mo, mo jani mo.
Kabo sheka tarabro kabo sheka maya. Sheno mo koto rabra kabo sheka maya. Hey, you are free from today. You are free. You are free to walk in your blessings. You are free to walk into your blessings. In every door that God has opened. You are free and loose to walk through it in Jesus' name. Here a blessed person in Jesus' name. You are living here delivered from every form of bondage in Jesus' name. You are living here to walk in your blessings. You are living here to walk in your open doors. You will never turn back onto your problems again in Jesus' name. Tonight is that night that the Lord has set you free from all those things that have been pursuing you in Jesus' name. You are marked for blessings because you have come to receive from God. Even the things you did not expect, God has done for you. You will only wake up to realize that certain blessings have come your way, and you ask us, how did it come? And then you know that the Lord indeed has shown you mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.